We're ready for the second talk in this session of Faith and Science Education 1. The second talk will be by Gladys Kober, High School Curriculum, The Crossroads of Science and Faith, Astronomy Through a Christian Worldview Outreach Phase.
Good afternoon. So our presentation is about this textbook that we self-published in 2015. We are three authors. Susan Bennett, who is a senior scientist at the Planetary Science Institute and a high school instructor with Freedom Project Education. Gladys Kober, which is me. I'm a data analyst at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center and also adjunct faculty at Montgomery College. And Paula Gossard, which is also adjunct faculty at Cairn University and instructor at Veritas Scholars Academy. Ashley Zoder also made contributions and helped start this project. Motivation. In 2011, David Kinnaman published an eye-opener book, You Lost Me, Why Young Christians Are Leaving Church. So this book addresses the dropout problem, the sad reality that millennials, young Christians, are leaving the church in large numbers. So among Christians between 18 and 25 years old, 59% have dropped out of the church. This is more than half. We all know that many college students lose their faith during college years. However, this book claims that most students who are likely to experience loss of faith do so before college. They begin to feel disconnected from their faith or from the church even before high school ends. This means that there is a great need of reaching out to these struggling high schoolers before they become part of this dropout crowd. Millennials perceive faith as anti-science, as well illustrated by this quote, Millennial Mike. I knew from church that I couldn't believe in both science and God, so that was it. I didn't believe in God anymore. So that's extremely sad. Millennials see church not as a safe place to bring their questions. They can't express doubt. So in 2010, our vision was born to create a textbook to make a difference in changing the statistics, a textbook that not only will teach astronomy, but will also introduce them to the science-faith dialogue. It strengthens their faith, giving evidence of design, inspiring them with role models, professional astronomers who are Christians. I also encourage some homeschooled students to embrace scientific areas. So this was in 2010, and then we started the long journey to develop this curriculum. So we believe that a solid Christian education has three important elements. One is the scientific information. The scientific information that should be reliable, updated, accurate, and complete. Should also bring a sound relationship between science and faith that's more towards dialogue and some degree of integration. It should also bring an element of the Christian worldview with God as seen as the creator and the intelligence behind it all. If we look at the Christian materials out there that are available for homeschool students, they fail here. Many times they fail terribly here in the scientific information, right? We all know that many times this information is not reliable, nor accurate, and not complete. Sometimes they fail here too. There is an impression of conflict. Science can't be really trusted. Even though they are very strong here, there is the Christian worldview. On the other hand, if we look at the secular materials, they are excellent here in the scientific content. Sometimes they are okay here, but sometimes there is also an impression of maybe some conflict. Sometimes they are neutral with respect to worldviews, but sometimes there is a naturalistic worldview embedded in the materials mixed with scientific information, and students are not able to discern and differentiate that by themselves. So our goal was to create, develop a textbook that would be strong in these three components. Our target is the Christian homeschool environment and Christian schools. We have about 2 million students being homeschooled in the U.S., which is 3% of the students in the U.S. Christian schools is also our target. So our textbook has two parts. Part one is an introduction to the science and faith dialogue, has five chapters. And I think the strength of these chapters is that there are a lot of exercises for discussions in group where they are really forced to engage and debate and come up with good answers. We have at least 30 exercises each chapter. The second part of the textbook, we teach astronomy as a discipline. And in some of the chapters, we also have special science faith sessions because the topic is related to the science and faith dialogue. We also have some appendices. One on biblical interpretations of Genesis, where we encourage respect for different views. And we also encourage parents and students alike to investigate these different interpretations before adopting their own. So, the first chapter of the Science and Faith introduction is about science and worldviews. So, in this chapter, the students are introduced to many different worldviews, and they are taught to discern between worldviews and scientific information. We emphasize that science is neutral with respect to worldviews. There are scientists that adopt different worldviews, excellent scientists. And the choice of which worldview to adopt is a personal one. No teacher can make this choice for you. Second chapter, Science and Faith, Two Approaches for Understanding the World. In this chapter, we bring definitions of what's the realm of science, the realm of faith, scientific method, search for truth, both from a scientific and religious standpoint. Also, science and theology as human activities, which means both scientists and theologians can make mistakes, and have done in the past. Chapter 3, Science and Faith, Four Interactions. We bring four perspectives on the relationship between science and faith, conflict, independence, dialogue, and integration. And we encourage students toward dialogue and integration. Chapter 4, Exposing the Conflicts, Scientists, Christians, and Human Attitudes. In this chapter, we question attitudes on both sides that deserve to be questioned, right? When we have bias, prejudice, arrogance, when science becomes a religion, an ethical misuse of science, when science is hijacked to defend a personal atheistic worldview, also when Christians cherish tradition over truth, fear of knowledge, and many others. Chapter 5, Tips and Tools for Making Sound Arguments. So in this chapter, we present a guide for making solid arguments. We also present the informal fallacies, like ad hominem, straw man, begging the question, many others. And we bring many examples of these fallacies in this science-faith debate. The second part is about teaching astronomy as a discipline, but we also try to inspire the students with many interviews, about 30 interviews with Christian professional astronomers, some of them top-level scientists work at NASA, Harvard, Princeton, MIT. And we also had 20 professional astronomers involved with chapter revisions of topics of their expertise. Of course, if we are dealing with teenagers, we need some humor. We have many cartoons throughout the textbook. I hired my sister to draw those cartoons. Illustrations, we had a professional graphic designer from Exclamation Communications that volunteered to make 30 illustrations. So the hardest ones she did for us, and I had to do the other ones, so I became kind of an amateur graphic designer using Illustrator to make illustrations, and also Adobe InDesign for the book layout. For astronomy images, we used NASA, ESA, ESO images. So this is the book cover. We have three endorsements from professors of Christian universities. And this was very important because moms who homeschool, they don't have much scientific background. So it's very hard for them to trust or know if a material is good or not. And if professors of Christian universities are recommending, they feel comfortable about adopting the material. Business aspect. Of course, if we want to sell books, we need to open a business and make everything legal. So Glimpse of His Splendor Publishing is the name of our business. This is our logo. And of course, all business, there are many costs to cover. Websites, complimentary copies, flyer, some advertisement, vendor booths in homeschool conventions, taxes, licenses, every homeschool convention, if it's a different state, you need a different license. The price of the textbook is $75. It's about 500 pages in color, in high quality paper. I will leave the textbook here if anybody after the presentation would like to look through. It's also available through the bookstore here at ASA. So $75 is the price. And the cost to print, just the cost to print is $50. We print only in small quantities, 100 at a time, okay? And this actually has been good because every time we do a new print, we can fix many typos and fix some mistakes. So if you have the first print, I'm sorry, there was some couple of typos there. We also have a booklet of answers to exercises. And we have available also the electronic-only version, which is much more affordable. We have done 4 prints, and soon we're going to have our 5th print. So total 500 copies printed. Our textbook is sold through 4 companies, Loving Truth Books and EdTech. EdTech is now managing the sales of e-books for schools with discount from our website. We also have Rainbow Resources, which is very strategic because many moms who homeschool, they go to Rainbow Resources and want all the textbook from that company. And more recently, MBS Direct. This is our website, glimpseofhissplendor.com, and this is a screenshot of our homepage. I don't have time here to go through sample exercises, but in our website, we have links for sample exercises of the science-based discussions. We also have sample chapters available for download through the website, 2 chapters. We are self-publishing, so of course, we have to do our own marketing. That's the big challenge with limited financial resources and also limited time, because now I'm working full time. So we have tried a few avenues. For example, book reviews. We have reviews from Biologos and Reasons to Believe website. Also Kathy Duffy Reviews website, which is very well known in the homeschool community. We also have an article published at the ASA Journal. We have given many complimentary copies, 60 copies, but of course this is quite expensive for us because $50 each copy just to the cost to print. So, but we gave to many pastors and leaders in the homeschool community. So now we're giving more complimentary electronic copies, which don't cost, right? So recently we have distributed complimentary electronic copies for 80 Christian schools. We contact by personalized emails 370 Christian schools in the U.S. and 80 Christian schools in Canada. This takes a lot of time to go at each website of each school, get the name of the principal, get the name of the science teachers, and send emails. And we got 80 schools that replied and received our complimentary electronic copy. In this last school year, 5 Christian schools adopt our material and used our material. Okay, but many other schools may be using parts of the science phase debates and exercise, even though they are not having a whole class of astronomy. Another way of reaching out, marketing, is by having vendor booths at homeschool conventions. So we have attended 9 total homeschool conventions. So here is one of the moms. This mom here, she was in our first homeschool convention. She purchased 2 of her kids, used the curriculum, and she was back to purchase another one for her third kid. So that was encouraging. One comment I heard recently from one mom, she said that her kids used the material and she loved it because they used to watch National Geographic all the time. And every time they watched National Geographic, she had to spend some time explaining to them why what they were hearing did not match what they were hearing inside church. And she said that after they used our curriculum, she didn't have to explain anything anymore. So that was also encouraging. One thing I also realized in this homeschool environment is that some moms, they express a great relief when they see a material that's Christian but it's not Young Earth, because the homeschool community is completely dominated by Young Earth materials. So some moms, especially the ones who have students that are science-oriented, they feel like they don't have many options. So I have seen many moms express this relief of finally something that's Christian but is not a Young Earth. So that's the great thing about attending homeschool fairs. You have the opportunity to talk directly to the moms. And each homeschool fair, we distribute like 300 flyers and talk to many moms. We have done a little bit of Facebook advertisement, just a few $100. And another way of reaching out is by offering online courses for homeschool students. So Susan Bennett, who is also an author of this textbook, she has offered twice. She has taught. She has had 20 students per year and taught twice this online homeschool academy astronomy course. And she's going to soon start her third year. And she had a very good feedback. We haven't had time to collect much feedback, but I would like to share this one from this teenager that sent me this email. Kyla, she said, I used this curriculum in 11th grade, and I believe it was the perfect level. It made me think, and I believe that's what school should be about. I definitely believe it helped in strengthening my faith, especially since in this past year I was questioning a lot. So this is our greatest reward. And it's worth all the work when we see that some teenagers are having their faith strengthened in a moment where they're struggling and questioning their faith. Future plans, we have 3 goals that we hope to accomplish soon. One is to make part 1, the science phase introduction, available separately. This will be ready very soon. Through our website. I have had 2 professors of Christian universities come to me and say, why did you write high school students? Because I would like to adopt it, but I can't because my college students will feel humiliated to use a material for high schoolers. So we're going to have it available separately, the science-based discussions that could be used in Christian universities as supplementary material, for example, for Astronomy 101, where they can adopt a college secular astronomy textbook and use this as a supplement. Also for Sunday school classes. I plan also to develop a self-paced online course on the introduction of science faith, and also have PowerPoint presentations available for high school teachers that adopt our material. We have also a few other ideas about future plans. I'm finishing the time, so I'm just going to mention we need to work on a second edition. And in the future, we hope to be able to really advertise. We haven't had any profit. On the contrary, every year I have to invest money on this to keep the business going. But in the future, if we have more schools adopting, we may have some profit so that we can invest in advertisement, maybe YouTube videos, translation, and maybe even future materials for middle school and children's book.
Thank you.
We have time for some questions.
As a student just at high school myself, what other sort of feedback have you gotten back from the students themselves? I mean, you touched on it a little about the sort of the amount and nature of the work. And there seems to be a lot of stuff there. Some students maybe find it a little overwhelming sometimes.
You know, the math part can be a little hard. And we target this material for senior high school level. And Susan, who has been teaching for 2 years, she indeed says it's much better for senior level. Also a little bit of junior. Unless the student is very science oriented. So the math can be a little bit hard for them. That's mainly the feedback. But I can understand that some high school students may find the discussions on science faith a little hard, so because it's between senior and college. That's why it could also be used for college level.
Isabel, on part two of it, that's where you actually dive into the astronomy.
Yes.
So how do you encourage those who are teaching, whether homeschool or whatever, to get out in the world and actually look into a telescope?
I haven't had any of them ask me for that, but when they ask, I definitely encourage them because that's very exciting for the students. And I mentioned some institutions that have sky observation available. For example, Montgomery College, where I teach, my junior faculty, they have open to the public, you know. So I generally point to institutions that offer that.
Yeah, so Gladys, this is great, and I love the textbook. I've seen it. I endorse it. But I was wondering, that part one seems like it would be, the science and faith part would be useful for teachers who are teaching biology or any other sciences too. So you thought about just, you know, I think you said that, but kind of offering that as a separate piece that teachers could use with other sciences as well?
Yes, so we're going to offer it separately.
Yeah.
It could also be used for other science.
Right.
Even though I am not sure if, because we were focusing on astronomy, we have some exercise on that discussion that's more toward astronomy.
Yeah.
So maybe more things could be added. If it is a supplement for a biology 101 course, so there will be very interesting exercises that are not there.
Yep.
Right, and could be added. Then biologists could help with that.
I'm a high school astronomy teacher, and actually one of the ones who has adopted the book. And so I've been teaching a high school astronomy class with this textbook for 2 years, and I just
want. Oh, really? And I don't know that.
I'm Faith Tucker. We've emailed.
Oh, you are Faith.
Yes.
Tucker, sure.
But I just wanted to say that it's been a really perfect textbook for us. I originally started this class teaching with a sort of introductory College 101 textbook, which was just too much math, a little bit too deep for my juniors and seniors in high school. and this textbook has been just at the right level for them. They've taken high school physics, and so it builds on that really well. It has some challenging math. You know, it's algebra based, but some good math to help them apply some of these things. So it's in addition to covering the astronomical parts really well. I just want to say that I really appreciated the science of faith content. That's been really a strength of the book, and some of my students have really benefited from.
That's wonderful, because I actually looked at to see if you were coming, because I wanted to meet you first.
I think that it's our time for questions.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be available
sure.
to answer them for me. I'll take another 5 minutes.